quarterbacks in football that are pretty darn important in that sport, and Coley's a hawk, and he's the last line of defense, and you're going to give up some chances. You don't hope to give up those grade A ones that we gave up, but he's that's probably the reason he's going to go to Vegas, you know, in June, because he can make those saves at those times. And regardless, you know, if a team gets 50 shots in a game and, you know, they're all up from the outside, he's getting a lot of work. But if you're not getting a ton of work, you know, can you make the big save at the big time? And he's shown that ability to do that.
Greg.
John, did you get a look at the Kucherov hit on Vatanen? And are you at all worried about maybe supplemental discipline for game five?
No, I'm not. I actually thought that was a heck of a hockey hit. And the only thing that's down about that is that Vatanen got hurt. And I hope he's okay. There's no injury there, but there's hitting in the game, and there is. It was a bang bang play. I don't think he expected he was going to get hit, but to me, it was a good hit.
Roger.
So speaking of Kucherov, what's he saying? As physical as he is, well, some of the guys said it really fired him off.
I think Kuch tonight flexed his muscles, and he's. Been pretty dynamic on the power play, but tonight he was, I thought all around he was the best player on the ice tonight, and he just, when you're playing both sides of the puck, you're contributing offensively, defensively, you're physical, you're engaged. It did nothing but lift our team, and he was a big part of why we won tonight.
Over here to the left.
John, how important was it for your team that you guys were able to score without utilizing power play?
Well, the one thing, New Jersey's got a good hockey team. I said this time and time again. They can play D. They work hard. They do all these things. The big thing for me was, again, now we go down 5-on-3 again, and we give up the goal, and I just loved our response. And I understand we went offside on the play, obviously you can't argue that, but it was bang, bang, bang. And, what happens is the crowd's into it and they're up 1-0, all of a sudden they're down and kind of take a little bit of life out of the building. But this goes to the question earlier about offense. You can't rely on your power play. And your power play can help you win games, but your penalty kill really wins games for you. And if you're keeping them off the board, it's kind of a wash. And I just thought that our penalty kill tonight, the power play's not going to clip at 55% or wherever it is this whole series. But it's been our penalty kill. It's just been outstanding for us.
Over here, that right.
When you put JT Miller with Kucherov and Stamkos, what are you expecting from him, and what has he delivered for you so far in that role?
I'm expecting exactly what everybody saw tonight. A power forward that plays big minutes down low. He contributes offensively, wins faceoffs for you, and is a complement. He doesn't play the same way Stamkos and Kuch play, but he's a complement to those guys, and he can retrieve pucks. He's got big-time skill for a big man, and so he's just not the guy going to the hard areas all the time, but he can make plays. And I know he got that one beauty tonight, but he could add a few others, and it's been a good fit with those guys.